listening to The Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Right now we're talking with Dr. Jim Garrow. He served in the CIA. He currently runs the Bethune Institute. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm doing well. We came across a story actually a while ago, and I've been doing some research on it, and I was confident enough about the efficacy of it that I wanted to get in touch with you. Around 10:08:13 GMT, which I think is 10:07:13 Eastern Time, what happened off the coast of Carolina?
Well, actually, it was 560 miles southeast of the coast. Well, actually, Charlotte, North Carolina. Frankly, that's the identifier. An atomic weapon was detonated in the deep ocean, and it came to light only because Mr. Putin asked publicly why and what was Obama trying to do in inciting what could be seen to be the beginning of a nuclear conflict. Why was a nuclear device detonated, an American nuclear device detonated off the coast of America?
I imagine Russia monitors these things.
Oh, they do. They do. And the only person who had put it out there as far as news was concerned that it had happened was me. So the two of us, between Vladimir Putin and myself, we made the world aware that it had taken place.
Now, why do you think this happened and what led up to it? What were the events?
Well, what had happened was there seemed to be some plot in play by Mr. Obama. He had asked that three nuclear devices be moved from a military base in the south, and they were tasked to be moved by truck to three bases. The strange thing was, and this is where it began to unravel for Obama himself, when two generals and an admiral, all of which were responsible for the weapons that were involved, realized that along with the weapons themselves, the collars that would attach those weapons to the missiles, when you looked at what it was that was being prepared, the missiles themselves were short-range, 800-mile range missiles.
Right.
So if you're attaching a nuclear weapon using a particular collar that only works with this style of missile, why are you putting a nuclear weapon, three of them, on weapons that are only ranged for 800 miles maximum, which means within the United States of America, or actually would hit the south end of Canada if they were aiming in that direction. So they were quite alarmed that something was going on that would enable these nuclear devices to be used against America. And they diverted the nuclear weapons. One, they flew to the deep ocean, 560 miles southeast of North Carolina, and detonated it in the deep ocean. The other two, we're not sure where they went, but all three, the two generals and the admiral, of course, one was an Army general, one was an Air Force general, and the admiral, all of them lost their positions, their jobs, very quickly after the event. So here's my take, and here's what other people have brought attention to me. Obama was attempting to inflict on America the harm that would happen through a nuclear weapon eliciting from it an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, which, of course, would have destroyed the infrastructure of America. In fact, given where it looked like they were going to aim in the upper atmosphere above Kansas, it would have destroyed it right across the United States, coast to coast.
So how do you know that these two generals and this admiral were involved in this?
Well, I've talked to each one of them.
You have spoken to them personally?
Personally.
Okay.
I have spoken to them personally.
Okay, good. So they had a lot of retribution as a result of not following those orders. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And you just have to look at the timing itself, and then it's very easy to determine who these people were, because suddenly they were dropped off the radar. So if you want to find out what happened, just look at the timing and then look at the names that started disappearing. And of course, he was purging the military anyway.
Right.
But these people had remained up until that point. But frankly, they, you know, very much like anyone who deserves the Congressional Medal of Honor for putting their own lives sacrificially in the service of others to save lives, these guys did that. They were willing to stop Obama once they saw what he was doing.
And they were characterized as gamblers and drunkards.
Okay.
After this event.
And I'm sure if you found some piece of information which was earth-shattering, Mr. Obama,
exactly,
you'd find out that you were a philanderer and a drunk
in
early on
with
in
you.
Your life. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But there it is. That's the kind of defense that's used against people who dare to stand up to the
sure, because they had stellar records up until that point. Stellar.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly.
And I looked at their Facebook pages shortly after this happened, and I became aware of it. They basically, like you said, dropped off the radar. They didn't post on their Facebook pages anymore. My understanding now is I think at least one of them has been reinstated.
Well, one is dead.
How did this person die?
I cannot say.
Okay. Do you know which
one? Is dead. If one has been reinstated, then, boy, that's news to me.
Well, we can't confirm that yet, but which one died?
Well, you know, I'm not at liberty to put out those names, but you already know who they are, so
okay.
You've done your homework.
Sure.
But one of them's dead. I believe that it was a traffic accident, which is always convenient.
Sure. Wow. Okay, so we don't know what happened to the other two weapons.
No, my understanding, though, is that they're in the hands of patriots. Of course, these generals were patriots, and so they would have made sure that it was securely dealt with, because these are nukes. This isn't minor stuff. This is major stuff.
Well, and it has a signature. I mean, you could, if they weren't returned to the armament, I would think that you'd be able to find them.
Well, the hot core can be shielded, and I know what you're doing. You're looking at the signature of each tag element.
Right.
So they can be, in fact, secured as a result of some sort of a screening process. My wife's involved in nuclear medicine. She knows about this kind of isotope that they deal with. So, it's possible. And, in fact, I believe that that's what they did. I mean, these are not silly folk. These are serious people.
Now, as a result
Obviously.
Of you doing this story, have you had threats against yourself?
Well, that's why I stopped being on air. You realize that this is my second interview in just over a year. I'm just going back on radio now because there's more information about other things that have been going on that keep coming to me. People have trusted me with so much information because they know that I've put it out there, and I've basically said to Mr. Obama, we're willing to stand up to you at every turn, and it's only going to get worse, sir. Our aim is to be rid of the traitor.
So the plan, in your estimation, was to create basically this false attack, which was a real attack, but on our own soil by our own people, and make it look like it was somebody like Russia.
Yes, but it wouldn't have mattered who the blame would be put on. Because the effects of an EMP weapon going off, something like in the middle of Kansas, up in the upper atmosphere, and of course the devastation across the nation would be total, such that within 2 years, 90% of the population of America would die.
Right. There's something like 9 places that if you attack the grid, the entire grid goes down. We've talked to Dr. Peter Pry about this.
Yeah, and those are just the critical points. But if you do a blanket coverage and take everything down, you know, you devastate the whole thing. It's bad enough what the damage that would be done by taking out those 9 centers. But if you did it through the whole grid, I mean, you'd devastate it, and they would not be able to rebuild it.
So you think the intent was to create an EMP event, not necessarily blow up a city?
No, it was EMP. That was the aim.
Okay.
That was the aim. But they had 3 missiles prepared for it, or they were headed for prepared missile sites. And that the callers were the thing that gave it away. As soon as they knew which callers had been called up, because they're kept separately. They don't keep all of these devices, you know, together. So if someone was able to steal a nuke, they would not be able to attach it to a missile.
Okay.
Unless they had the callers. So the callers are as vital in the whole process as anything.
Can you explain to people what callers are?
The warhead would have this, let's say, a screw-like device screwed onto it, like a light bulb, you know, the screw points.
Right.
And then it would attach. At the bottom end, it would have screw joints as well, and it would be screwed onto the top of the missile. These are not large, by the way, not very large. But, sure enough, that's what they were doing. They were putting on the short-range missiles, these nuclear devices, and each one was capable of creating an EMP.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Jim Garrow. He served in the CIA, and he currently runs the Bethune Institute. So what you're saying is that the three different missiles, these people were in communication with each other. Would that be accurate?
They were friends or colleagues who had worked together. And one let the other know and let the other know. They were asking each other, you know, have you had a request or orders been given for the movement of nuclear weapons? And by the way, the protocols were not followed. And that's another trigger right there for alarm. Mm-hmm. The protocols aren't, because these are very strict things. You know, you have to do it a certain way. If you don't put your signature in the right spot on one of these pages, I mean, you're relieved of duty. You just not
right.
Follow the protocols.
Well, it's a pretty important thing. Can you give us an idea of what protocols weren't followed?
Well, it has to do with the movement themselves. None of this can be on the fly. It can't be just quickly. The movement cannot quickly take place. And the orders have to be for even the trucking, the elevation devices, the security, the armed forces, you know, the helicopters that have got to make sure that the transport is covered militarily and, you know, along the way at ambush points. It's a military exercise. Moving a nuke is a military exercise. So all of these precursory warnings and systems have to be put into place to safeguard that transport.
How many people do you think it takes to move one weapon like that?
Well, in the end, you're talking probably over 1,000 people would be involved in critical parts, stages, authorizations, backup, weapon systems. You know, again, the helicopters, the Air Force awareness, you know, like, we're talking over 1,000 people anyway. And when you get three of them, moving in different directions.
Right.
You're talking, man, we're talking a huge, huge exercise.
How much advanced planning do you think went into this?
Now, that's a great question. I do not know. I have no idea how much advanced planning. I do know that the parry of the thrust, the ability on their part to move very quickly to stop it, that was, you know, fly by the seat of your pants.
Wow.
That was just once they realized, you know, once the, you know, smack on the forehead with your hand,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, look what's going on. That was quick. And along the way, by the way, you know that the sergeants run everything.
My dad was a sergeant, yep.
Yeah, right. Well, then you know these guys are the guys that make things happen. So yeah, I believe that the initial warning of what was going on that went up to one of the generals was from a sergeant who said, hey, wait a minute. I was told not to worry about this signature.
Huh.
And that's where it started. That's where it started to unravel, you know, the loyalty, the patriotism at that level, saying, what is going on here? And then, boom, 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 up it went the ladder of authority, the chain of command, until, you know, the general himself knew that, hey, wait a minute, the regular protocols are being bypassed here. What is going on?
It's the staff sergeants and the master sergeants, like my dad was, that were responsible for all those things being loaded properly and everything being set to go.
They knew.
Yeah.
Now, those are the guys who know that if things are not tickety-poo, I mean, you can get your butt kicked real good.
Do you think there was any connection between Jade Helm exercises and when this happened?
I believe that there's a few exercises where you can see parts of what were necessary elements of this movement, this exercise, this attempt. You can see that they, you know, they tried a little bit here and tried a little bit there.
Just without putting it all together.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, that's smart. That's compartmentalization. It's well done.
Well, Dr. Garrow, what do you want people to take away from this? This is a pretty big, significant story.
Well, it's a huge accusation, absolutely. And what people should realize is that Mr. Obama, for all his puffery, he's not a patriot. He does not honor, nor does he love America like a normal patriot would. He has other plans for America. He's going to take America down. That didn't work. So now what he's doing is he's moving in the Muslim hordes to take over when something does take place.
Right.
What should they take away from it? Well, be ready. I mean, if you have not set aside provisions for yourself, alternative energy, for example, to keep yourself warm in winter, or well water. You know, take a look what the preppers are doing. They're not crazies.
Right. That's why we have solar provisions on the website at elizabethdougherty.com is just for things like that, because it is a huge concern. I don't know where we're going from here, but I think that the security of our nation is at risk right now. I really do.
I'm with you. Absolutely. I'm with you.
Well, Dr. Guerra, we thank you for your time. We hope to have you back on the program as you get more information, because we would love to share what you find out.
Perfect. Love to be back. Thanks for having me, and God bless our nation.
Thanks so much. We've been talking with Dr. Jim Guerra. He served in the CIA, and he currently runs the Bethune Institute. Do you have a website, sir?
Not really. No, we have a little bit they can look at, but just have them Facebook my name and they can see I write every day a lot of things. So
excellent.
That would be a great way to stay in touch.
Keep up with us during the week. Listen to show highlights and daily memos and more. Just follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Doherty Report.